Hello again. How you doing? Welcome back to the Libertarian Republican Podcast. This is episode 91, and I am your humble host, Chris, and I'm in the middle of a kind of in a swamp here outside of Washington, D.C. But this episode is going to be about MAGA, and because we just had, today is Thursday, August 4, and we just had a big MAGA wins all over the country. Well, five states, Michigan, Tudor Dixon in Michigan, John Gibbs, the whole MAGA sweep in Arizona, the Kerry Lake and Mark Fincham and Blake Masters, and then you got Kansas, Missouri, and Washington State is still, as of right now, it's still up in the air. There's Joe Kent and Lauren Culp in Washington State. So we're gonna have to see how those races turn. They're both behind as of right now, but we're gonna have to see. There's a lot of votes left to count, especially for Joe Kent. But so, you know, I wanna just talk about what the MAGA movement really is, what it means to me, but I think what it really is for people for people like Kerry Lake, for people like Joe Kent, this is the rebellion, okay? MAGA is the rebellion against the political class that has screwed everything up for 50, 100 years. They've screwed everything up. And, you know, everything they touch turns to disaster. And the only reason these people are still in charge is because people, the American people, we haven't figured out that they're completely full of shit. Really? I mean, that's what this is all about. These people in charge, they either are grossly incompetent, they have no idea what they're doing, or they know exactly what they're doing, and their aim is to essentially just milk us for every dime that they can get, to get as much power over us as they can to protect themselves. This is what I always say about the Washington bureaucracy, the federal bureaucracy. You know, they're not there to serve themselves. They're not there to serve you, the people, the American people. They are there to serve themselves. They are there to enrich themselves, to expand their powers, to protect themselves from accountability. And part of that, in order to protect themselves from accountability, they must crush their enemies. So when somebody comes along, somebody like Kerry Lake comes along and is gonna, or Donald Trump is gonna, or Ron DeSantis is gonna come along and upset the apple cart, basically challenge their authority, challenge their reign, they have to destroy them. And they'll stop at nothing. But I think that one of the problems is that so many Americans still believe that these people in charge, you know, I used to believe that the people in Washington, oh, they're the best and the brightest. They really know what they're doing. They've got our best interests at heart. They're in charge of everything. They've got everything figured out. They're so much smarter than me. They know what they're doing. And look, over the last 10, 12, 14 years or so, I figured out that no, they're idiots. They're either idiots or they're just plain self-serving, parasitic, evil pieces of shit. So I just want to run down a few things that I've got written down here. For example, inflation. Okay, right now we've got about 9.2% inflation and it's going up. Now the Fed, kind of the whole purpose of the Fed is to keep inflation at 2%. It used to be to keep inflation under 2%. Now they technically have a dual mandate of full employment and inflation at 2%. But inflation's at 9.2% and going up. So clearly, they don't know what they're doing. And I've already talked about how Janet Yellen herself said, I don't really know what I'm doing. I didn't foresee this. I made a mistake. I was wrong. Even, you know, the official regime economist, Paul Krugman has admitted, yeah, I was wrong about inflation. I was wrong. These people are idiots. They don't know what they're doing. And what happens when, you know, and now we're in a recession, and a recession is two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth. That's 6 months of negative growth. So that means our economy has been shrinking for six consecutive months. Now, they may say, well, technically that's not the definition of a recession, but that's still what's happening. The economy has been shrinking for 6 months, half a year of shrinking. So, you know, there. So what's going to happen when businesses start laying people off, which is what always happens, right? Because that's always the leading, the quarterly GDP numbers are always the leading indicator, and then you start to see the layoffs. You know, businesses start cutting staff because they have to stay in, they have to stay alive, and they have to cut their payroll, cut their bills. You know, like I've said, if they have somebody coming twice a week to do the landscaping, they're probably going to cut that to once a week or once a month, you know, because they just can't afford it. They have to cut, which means people lose jobs. This is what happens when the economy shrinks. So what's going to happen when unemployment goes up? Now we're going to have high inflation and high unemployment. It's completely, so the job of the Fed, the Federal Reserve, their job is to keep full employment and low inflation. Well, they're complete failures because they don't know what they're doing. Lose your faith in these people. They are morons. Look at our military. Now, our military is supposed to be for national defense. Well, look at our southern border. It's wide open. People just walking in. Is that defending our nation? Is that national defense? Complete failure. How come no generals are on television, on CNN, complaining our military is being misused? Our military is for the primary purpose of our military is for national defense, and the most basic fundamental form of national defense is border security, and our government, our political leaders are misusing the military. They've got the military and all these foreign bases everywhere all over the world. They are misusing the military. They are ignoring the fundamental purpose of the military, which is national defense, by not securing our borders. But I don't see any generals. That's why I come down on the general. I know I'm not anti-military, and I'm not anti the people in the military, the soldiers, but I'm totally against all of these generals and all the people at the Pentagon who, they are living the good life. They're riding around in limousines, they're flying around, flying first class, they've got nice houses, nice cars. And what do you get? What do we get? What do I get? We get the bill. That's what we get. And no national defense. No, certainly no border security. You know, look at Obamacare. They told us Obamacare was supposed to fix healthcare. So, is healthcare fixed? Is it all fixed? Is everything great? Are you enjoying it? Are you having a great time with our America's healthcare system? Are the Democrats running on, healthcare is great. The American healthcare system is great. Let's leave it alone. It's perfect now. Now that Obamacare got passed, it's perfect. It's great. Are they? No, they're running on, we have to fix our healthcare system. Yeah, we got to fix our healthcare system. I thought that's what Obamacare was supposed to do. No, of course not. Because they're idiots. They don't know what they're doing. They're morons. Or they know exactly what they're doing, and they're just screwing everything up to screw us. Because so that we will, you know, like I've said before, if they solve our problems, they can't run for re-election to solve our problems, promising to solve our problems. So, you know, this is the bipartisan Washington ruling class and the state level members. It's the same thing at the state levels. That's why these people are so terrified and angry about Trump and about Carrie Lake and about Ron DeSantis. They hate these people, and they hate you. If you are MAGA, they hate you. They hate MAGA. They can't stand it because this is a threat to their power. They've got a really cushy gig going on here, and we want to kick them out. We want to send them to the unemployment line. That's what I want to do. I want to send all of these people to the unemployment line. I want these people living under a bridge, eating earthworms to survive. That's what I want for them. And they know it. And that's why they're against us. That's why they'll do anything they can to stop us, to stop MAGA. I'm just going to keep going. Vaccines. Oh, we have to take the vaccines to stop the spread. Did the vaccines stop the spread? Did they stop the spread? No, of course not. They didn't stop the spread. They're still demanding that you get vaccinated against COVID. Now, do the vaccines, like I've said before, do the vaccines reduce your risk of hospitalization and death? Okay, but yes, I believe they do for some people. If you didn't have any risk of hospitalization and death before, what's the point of getting a vaccine that's going to prevent you from going to the hospital or dying if you had no risk of going to the hospital and dying anyway? There's no point. But it's not about public health. It's about selling vaccines. It's about making money. It's about getting your money. That's what it's about. And it's about power. It's about, they want more power over you. They want to boss you around, boss you and I around, and because that's how they get their jollies. That's how they justify their existence. So, look at the whole George Floyd issue, police brutality. Oh, police brutality is the real problem in America. Yeah. So what did they do? Well, they made everything harder for the police. They defunded the police. They made everything easier for the criminals. You know, bail reform, and if a criminal commits a crime, they just let them out within an hour and a half. Boom, they're back out on the street. So it's they made everything harder for the police and easier for criminals because, you know, the criminals aren't the problem. It's the police that are the problem. Well, so now we've got is everything better now? Or is crime up? Is murder up? Is everybody getting murdered? Everybody's getting their cars smashed in. Everybody, every store now in America, especially in blue America, has to deal with, almost on a daily basis, they have to deal with people just walking in and stealing stuff because they're not allowed to stop them. You can't stop somebody from stealing anything from you. You know, unless you're in a red state, a place like Florida, where you're still actually, where we still have laws against crime. Look at education. You know, we started the federal Department of Education back in the 70s, because everybody's like, oh, we got to have the federal government. The good, smart people in the federal government have to be involved in education. Oh, yeah. Has anything gotten better in education over the last 40 years? Our test scores are down. Kids are stupider than ever. Kids are, it's all about gender confusion. And kids don't even know what gender they are anymore. And of course, who is the real enemy? You know, who does the FBI come down on? My last episode was abolish the FBI. FBI comes down on the parents who complain because the parents want results. Parents pay taxes. We all pay taxes to these schools, and the schools don't do their job. They're supposed to provide children with an education, but they don't. They just provide a place for teachers to work and make money, and a bunch of bureaucrats, tons of bureaucrats. So many bureaucrats in our education system. There's 4,000 or 5,000 people who work at the Federal Department of Education alone. What do they do? We could fire almost every single one of them and not miss them at all. But that's not the point of the Federal Department of Education. The point is not to make education in America better. The point is to provide jobs for useless, stupid, parasitic bureaucrats. That's the job of the Federal Department of Education. And look at the same thing with college tuition. They told us, the American government has to get involved with college tuition. Barack Obama nationalized the whole college tuition program, college student loan program. You know, has that helped? Are college tuitions plummeting? Are they affordable? No, they're completely unaffordable. College tuitions continue to skyrocket. I did a whole episode on that a lot. Look at gun-free zones in schools. You know, back in, I think it was 1990, Gun-Free Schools Act, or Safe Schools Zones Act, or something like that. And They said, well, you know, all we have to do is pass a law that says no guns are allowed in schools, and that'll make all the schools so much safer. Are the schools safer? Is that working? Did that work? How's that working out? It doesn't work at all, because these people are idiots. They are morons. Stop voting for them. I don't care which party they're in, Republican, Democrat. If they are not acknowledging that everything our federal, particularly our federal government, but the government, the bureaucratic government in general, if they are not acknowledging, if they're not joining the MAGA movement and acknowledging that all of these people need to be fired, they need to be fired, they need to be sent somewhere else to be forced out into the real world to get real jobs. All of these government bureaucrats need to be fired. All of these government politicians who have been enjoying this cushy gig where they don't really have to solve any problems. In fact, they just make everything worse. If you're not going to acknowledge that and join the rebellion against these people, then I have no use for you. No, you know, if you are, you know, Mitt Romney or Mitch McConnell, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican, certainly all the Democrats are fully on board with all of these morons. And all of the Democrats still believe in the Federal Reserve. They all believe, oh yeah, they're super smart. Yes, we should give them more power. No, fire them all. End the Fed. Just end the Fed. End the Federal Reserve. Stop it. Send all those people home. Send them all packing. You know, maybe they'll be working at Dunkin' Donuts or someplace. You know, they're all useless. The most useless. And we talk about this, the credentialed class. You know, he's got a PhD from Harvard. I don't care. He's a moron. These people are morons. I don't care. You know, they've had all the intelligence educated out of them. So there's just a couple more. Okay, the expand NATO. We have to expand NATO to keep the peace. Okay, we've expanded NATO. Oh, now we have a war with Russia. Oh, there's war. Look at this. We're on the verge of World War III. Look at the federal department. We have all these federal departments to keep us healthy. The Federal Department of Agriculture, the FDA, the food pyramid, the Department of Health and Human Services. Are Americans healthier now? Are Americans healthier because of all this bureaucracy, all these regulations? No, Americans are not healthier. Americans are obese. We've got diabetes. These people are morons. And MAGA is the rebellion against these people. And it's both parties. And I know that there might be some things about the MAGA movement that you may not particularly like. They're with me, like, for example, I'm not particularly religious. I'm not a religious guy. The religious stuff gets a little bit, that turns me off a little bit. But the bigger picture is we are taking power back from these morons, these evil, stupid, incompetent, dangerous people in Washington and at the state level. The people who believe in government, the people who believe that we need to be managed, our lives need to be managed. Well, these people have been managing our lives. They've been managing our economy for decades, decades. And is anything better? They've screwed everything up. Stop voting for these people. So that is my pitch for MAGA, for to vote MAGA. And also, you know, I mean, if you're a MAGA candidate, this is how you should sell yourself, and you should think about what I'm saying, because I know that some MAGA candidates out there might not really get it. They see it. They see the bits and pieces, and they see the picture. You know, they see the illegal immigration, and they see the big regulations and the climate change and the insanity. They see it, but they don't get the real heart of it, which is central planning, which is communism essentially. doesn't work. It's stupid. It's dangerous. It empowers people to rule over you and it over everybody. And it incentivizes them to do whatever they can to hold on to that power. So we have to, it's, this is why they are very dangerous. They are fighting so hard to keep their power. And we're going to have to fight hard to take it from them. It's not going to be easy. Like Steve Bannon said, you think they're just going to give it back, give the country back? No, they've got firm control of this country and they're going to hold on to it. And you're going to have to tear it. You're going to have to rip it from their hands. That's what you're going to have to do. And hopefully we can do that at the polls. We can do that at the ballot box. So, all right, that's it. That's episode 91. MAGA is the rebellion. Join the rebellion. All right, I'll see you on the next one.